Glory to Jesus Christ. It is always good to hear this gospel story we heard today, because somehow it is our almost daily experience that we are in the middle of a storm and we need help. And now it is even, I think, more intensive when we see these movements in our society, when many things go somehow strange. Last week, I talked to one man from Slovakia. He wanted something, but in our discussion, he asked, "What is going on in America? It's crazy. It's crazy." I said, "Well, it is." And we feel that. And we are disturbed by all those ideas that are coming, and they are strong, and they have supporters, and they are bringing some kind of really strange changes to society. And we who are formed by God's law, by the truth, by God Himself, we feel not comfortable because we see that it is something that is against God's law. And all these things which we recognize and they are growing in power, really those things are coming out from only one thing, that people who lost God and who lost this vision of paradise, eternal life, they want to fulfill this desire for paradise, for perfect life in this world. And this is why they are coming with ideas how to bring this paradise, how to establish this paradise on this world. It is nothing new. If you look just recently, I would say recently, let's take French Revolution. They wanted paradise. They wanted good life. But the problem is that those who have these desires, they are sure that it is possible only through changing of settings of society. They say, if we change system, we will have paradise on the earth. So they want it in France during this revolution. And because there were people who opposed to this, they killed them. They cut off their heads. Guillotine is this famous tool from this time. It didn't work. There were another group of people who wanted this paradise for all people. It was, and they started this big revolution in Russia. They wanted paradise for all people. But at first they had to kill everybody who was against. Thousands of bishops were killed. 10,000 priests, nuns, monks, true believers were killed. Because to change settings of society, you have to just remove those who have different way of thinking. But it didn't work. Germans, you know, Nazis, Hitler, what they did, when so they wanted paradise for Germans. So at first they removed police and they replaced with own police. And yesterday, for example, there was a feast of, I think, 11 nuns, Polish nuns, who were killed by Nazis just because they hold truth. But there were not only these 11. Always when these people who want to bring paradise on earth, they always go after the church, because gospel is not comfortable for them. It is against their way of thinking. Millions were killed by Germans, but it didn't work. It didn't work. And I am not talking now about those who were killed. I remember by my own experience many people who lived in fear, because fear is another tool they are using. You have to bend, because if not, you will lose your job. You will lose your status. You will lose opportunities. In Slovakia, in the 70s, 80s, I saw that. My teachers in high school, I know that they were Christians. Each Sunday they travel like 2 hours somewhere for the liturgy. Always to different town where people didn't know them. Because if not, they would lose their jobs. When I was in high school and we had this class, like a citizen class, I cannot translate that, how to be good citizen and everything. So the teacher, she was saying that, well, those who believe in God, they should not study. So I raised my hand, I asked, if I believe in God, so I cannot go to university? And it was visible how she was fighting with herself. And in the end, she told me, no, you cannot go if you believe in God. I didn't fight with her because I knew that she doesn't believe what she's saying, but she was in fear that if she says yes, she would lose her job. And if you know history, so we can recognize that, yes, in this craziness we experience, there are many signs of this craziness of the past. And it is growing. And we feel, we Christians feel that we are in some kind of storm. And actually we don't feel safe. And we feel helpless. And especially it's even difficult to argue with people who come with these ideas. Because they say, well, we just want to change settings of society because people are good. And if we change wrong settings of society, this goodness will be visible. Actually, this is argument I heard yesterday. At Portland or some of these cities, when they want to abolish police, and they say, we don't need police because people are good. If we just change these settings, how we live, so of our city, we need just social workers who would take care of these issues. We Well, if you are far from God, from truth, you can say these difficulties. Yes, true is, and this is a problem we can recognize and difference. Truth is that people are good because God created everybody on his own image and likeness. God created us good. But this goodness in us was destroyed by sin, by our passions. Look, Adam and Eve. They were good, perfect. They could see God, they could talk to God, they could be with him in paradise. When sin entered to their life, they lost this paradise. And they started to experience hardship of earth, which is exile from paradise. Earth, this life is not paradise and will never be. This is place of exile, outside of paradise. But they were good. But look what happened to their children. Shortly, well, Cain and Abel, Cain killed his brother. What this sin caused? Immediately passions were ruling over people, and it caused the first murder. And if we go just through all this Old Testament, we can find these signs of sin, how sin works in us. But even if we look to our own life, even if we are trying to conquer these passions, we know how many times during the day we become victims, we fail. And our acts, which are not good, hurts others, creates bad environment. And we know that we need to do repentance. We know that we don't have power to change this because we need God's grace to heal this, our broken nature. To have this idea that I can change settings where I live, that it will make me holy. It's wrong idea, and it never worked, and it will never work. Never. Because without God's grace, we are not able to return back to paradise. Because if we try without God to find this paradise, to be in paradise, this paradise will be created, this false paradise, but it will be created by our own fallen mind and heart. And to create this paradise means to remove from our life everybody who thinks differently. If we want our own paradise on the earth, at first we have to clean our environment, people around us, from those who have different opinion. And we feel that. And we feel even a fear. We can see in this last time that how easy it is to be in some kind of, to change our freedom to some kind of, that we were forced to many things just in the last few months. I don't argue if it is good or bad. I'm just saying that there is this pressure. And we bend. And I understand. I understand because many times I had to go out on May 1st. I had to go out to the streets and to be in this parade and to cry out, glory to Communist Party of Slovakia. Thousands of people, everybody had to go. Because if you didn't go, next day you will be without work, you will stop to study. The settings of society were this way. And everybody lived in fear. Because those people with crazy ideas got power. We feel this, and we can compare it to this storm, and we are afraid of. But what we are supposed to do? Are we supposed to go and to protest? To fight? To throw rocks? Explosives? This is not the way how we live, Christians. Because we know that if we want to gain paradise, it is not done by changing rules or settings of society. We know that if we want to reach paradise, to gain paradise, we have to change settings of our heart. And this is why we beg God always for grace and mercy. This is why we come today, and not only today, and during liturgy we ask God, Lord, have mercy so many times. Because we know that our effort is not enough, that we need God's help, God's grace for defeating those bad settings in our heart, which brings bad things to life. But we should do it with bigger courage, with bigger effort. We have to really want to be those who please God in everything. We have to be like Peter, who was afraid to when he saw Christ, he asked him, he wanted to test him, if you are here, make that I'm able to come to you. And he was walking on the water. And in the meantime, we are in this situation, we say, well, those things in me, these passions I have, I recognize in my life, are so huge. But God says, well, it is possible to heal that. And we say, well, no. But we have to have this courage to ask him, help me. I am going out. I am going to try hard. I am going out of this my boat, and I'm going to you. Help me. And God's grace will carry us. We have to make this decision for ourselves to leave this comfortable, false Christian life we thought that it is real Christian life. And we should go out from this safety of this boat and to start to try radical Christian life. And we can hear this. We know what God calls us to do. We know his words, what he tells us what we are supposed to do. We have to take it seriously. Yes, through this we become targets for those who want this earthly paradise. Yes, they can make problems for us. They can hurt us. They can kill us. But what is death if we believe in God? What is earthly death if we believe in God? Our belief in God is not just decoration for this earthly life. We believe in God because we believe that He is giver of eternal life. And this eternal life with Him is filled with blessedness. He teaches us that this earthly life is just a journey, for somebody short, for somebody longer. But God gives us enough time to be able to enter eternal life. And eternal life, it is why we are coming here. Because this is the goal of life. This is the paradise. This is the reality which was opened for us by Christ, and He calls us to His kingdom. He doesn't call us to stay here because we, through baptism, doesn't belong to this world. Let's not try to lose this from our mind. And you know, one thing I read as a baby, I was seminary, very nice thought. Some writer wrote that if Christians would take their faith seriously, it would be a big revolution in this world. And after this revolution, there will be no other revolution possible. What he said through this, that, well, these storms we experience when enemies of God try to take over, that these storms are caused because we abandoned our vocations as Christians. And we let them to flourish, to grow, and to take over. Isn't it true? Isn't it true? How many times we can see that, admit that? And actually there are statistics. Last year, horrible statistic. Over 50% of Catholics don't believe in the real presence of Christ in Eucharist. There are statistics that almost a similar now percentage of Christians, Catholics, they approve abortions, killing babies. They said it's okay. Approximately the same percentage of Catholics, they say gay marriage is fine. It's great. No problem with that. And we would go through one thing after another. We can find out that, well, we are rotten. We don't give this testimony about truth we Christians we should give. And this is why powers who are against God, powers who want to build own paradise on this earth, you know, the price is to remove all others, that they are getting stronger and they are trying to change society as we know. It's a little bit our fault. But this our fault can really make bad future for our children. If they keep their faith, they will be living in fear and in danger or their life. What can we do? How many of us, 60 of us today? What can we do? We think that nothing. The same thing maybe was in the mind of apostles, there were 12. But they changed whole world. We are 60 here. We are more people that is needed for changing not one world but several worlds. So let's ask God today for the grace and his hope and some kind of enlightenment and some kind of desire, new zeal to live our vocation fully, for protection of our souls, for protection of souls, our children, of their future, for protection of all those good things which grew up or rose from Christian faith and people enjoyed it. But especially, may we are able to reach a real paradise with Christ. Amen.